Hello, welcome to Do Ask, Do Tell. We're back. It's just me and Dee this week because Ian's been poorly.
Pudding's been very, very poorly.
Do we have to be? How serious do we have to be? Because he's not dead. This is my thing. He's all right now. He's got bad food poisoning, like hospital bad. Bless him. So get well soon, Ian. It sounds horrible.
He didn't look too well, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't at all. No. And he's usually so bright and perky and cheerful, and that was not. He sent me a text from his hospital bed at like 6:30 in the morning when he got confused and thought the monitoring machine was a Star Wars medical droid.
You get all the good texts. I just get the medical stuff because I work in the NHS, I think. I get all the medical stuff saying these were my stats. And I'm like, yeah, but tell me about how the drugs freaked you out.
Quite a lot, apparently. I'm just bringing it up now. When did it arrive? 6:45 a.m. one morning.
Wow.
A selection of texts ending with a video of the medical droid. My response was, so how are those painkillers working out for you then? They're pretty cool. Yeah.
Sounds like they were working very well.
It was a box. It had flashing lights. His brain decided, droid. I love that. That's brilliant. And I very much appreciate that he felt the need to video it for me and send that to me immediately. That was, look, a droid! Look! Brilliant.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. Well, get better soon, Pudding.
Yeah, well, soon. But so Ian will be back with us before too long, I expect, once the medical droids have got him sorted out. Painkillers in hospital. Brilliant. Almost worth going to hospital for. I mean, do you know, when I think back to my appendix, it's the memories of, the morphine. Oh, they just give you that thing, that button, press this when you want more morphine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought when I broke my ankle, it was bloody marvellous.
I came up with the problem, like, I know it's going to limit how much morphine I can have, right? But is it going to spread that out? And does it do it? Will it do it all at once if I press the button repeatedly? And, you know, well, how does this work? So I can have so much morphine. Can I have it all now? Do I have to have some later? What? How will that go? And so I spent 4 days trying. It was fun.
Awesome.
So anyway, in the news.
In the news.
Let's start with Cameron, because I hate him so much.
I hate him too. And it was pink news, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I'm so
he decided
angry.
Decided that he was ally of the year.
I'm so angry about this. I mean, I don't want an award for anything like that, but I feel I deserve it more than him.
You cannot claim to be, it's the brass neck of him actually accepting the fucking thing that gets me, Rich.
Well,
you cannot claim to be an LGBT ally when you are cutting services that mean LGBT people die.
Absolutely.
It is as simple as that, but it wouldn't be much fun if we just said just that. So yeah, the self-gratifying twat monkey decides to actually accept it. He thinks he is an ally. That's what gets me about it. He actually thinks he deserved it.
What I always wonder about the Tory mindset is, like, does he believe he's done good? Is he actually delusional? Or does he think he's getting away with it? Like, he knows.
I think he thinks he's done good.
You think it's that level of delusion, self-delusion, whatever. They genuinely believe they're doing the right thing.
Yes. I genuinely believe that they do think they're doing the right thing.
See, I don't give them that benefit of the doubt. I don't think they even believe they're doing the right thing. I think he's laughing his cock off accepting that award, thinking, look what I did to you and you're still giving me this.
And have a point.
And just with nothing but utter contempt in his mind. That's what I think. And I base that on the fact that they are a political attitude that is based on deceiving others into believing incorrect things. Being a Tory is to be a liar. It's to be, especially at his level, he was King Tory for a while. So his job is to make people who aren't Tories believe that they are. That's essentially how politics in this country works, is the right are elected by people who the right hates and treads on, and it does that by convincing them that they are like them and so on and so on. And so I think he is a professional bullshitter.
I do. I don't believe for a second that he isn't a professional bullshitter. I just think that he's got to the point where he actually believes his own bullshit.
That could be, yeah.
I think it's like people who, like, this narcissistic personalities who rewrite history.
Yeah.
And they actually buy in to that version of it. So, yeah, I don't disagree at all. I think that he is King Bullshitter, having been king of the Tories, and I think having dragged himself up to do so, I think now he's written this whole narrative around himself, and he's actually believing this bullshit narrative that he's written.
He's also facing off the fact that he would like to be remembered for that. And yeah, he will do anything he can to push that being what he's remembered for, because absolutely everything else he did was pure shit baggery.
Absolutely.
And so he doesn't, you know, there had been, I can't remember, it was a couple of weeks ago, perhaps, some academics did a sort of subjective scoring of prime ministers and decided he was actually the worst, one of the worst prime ministers we've ever had in the history of prime ministers. He doesn't want to be remembered for that. I would argue that the way to avoid that is to go back in time and be a good prime minister. But seeing as he can't do that, he has to try and push this thing. It's like,
people, what are gay news thinking about?
That's the one that upsets me.
What the fuck were they thinking?
I just see it as an outright betrayal of their audience, of their user base.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely. Well, how did that meeting go? Well, who should we have for ally of the year? How about David Cameron? Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, then we'll do that. Move on. Biscuits. How does that happen?
Did no one even say
that it's for LGBT people?
Did no one even say, but that was last year? You know, it's not like it happened this year.
No.
So,
no, as Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, would say, what have you done for me lately?
Nothing. He's done nothing.
Fuck all.
Nothing at all. And so,
in fact, anything he has done has been to the detriment of LGBT people.
Very true. Now, there was actually Pink News put out a statement about this, and I'm gonna have to Google it because they haven't got it on the front page, obviously.
Yeah.
So let's see what I can find. Pink News defends David Cameron award amid angry backlash. This is on The Guardian. Benjamin Cohen, chief executive of the publication, told The Guardian it was absolutely right that Cameron should be honoured as the prime minister who oversaw the legalising of same-sex marriage. In a pre-recorded message, Cameron told the award ceremony on Wednesday night that he was really proud of helping to push equal marriage through Parliament. But some LGBT people responded furiously to the decision to honour the former prime minister. I am fucking angry, tweeted Jake Johnston, who describes himself as a graphic designer, political activist and drag performer. I think he's just taking his Twitter profile thing there.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then followed by lots of tweets about people going, this is shit. Yes, it's just shit. And that is no defense of it, saying, oh, he must be recognized for doing that. And he didn't do it. You know, that's the other thing as well. That's not how politics works. He didn't wake up one morning and say, let's have equal marriage. Done.
the idea, you know, of him swanning around his kitchen with bluebirds helping him do the washing up and singing "Let's Have Equal Marriage Today" and him waving his hands and it happens, it's just bollocks.
It really is utter bullshit. And
it's total bullshit. And this is a man who gives zero fucks about any member of any protected characteristic group. Like, zero fucks.
This just adds in to the myth that he cares, or that any Tory cares, because that's what it is. It's just a myth, and people are taken in by it, as they're taken in by, let's give £350 million a week to the NHS, or let's make America great again. You know, it's, I am so angry and frustrated with people for being taken in by this obvious bullshit, and the fact that Pink News are now spreading that shit around is quite disappointing. And just awful. I mean, every news story they've got on there has to now be looked at with this slant that they are willing to overlook evils that people do.
Yep.
Which
means I no longer trust them.
Exactly.
And I have to be able to trust a publication, whether it's a TV show, whether it's a magazine, whether it's online, whether it's a podcast. I like to be able to trust this is actually for me by people who understand me. And no, Pink News can fuck all the way off now.
It's like there's some kind of I feel like it's akin to sort of dismissing domestic violence. Like, you're letting them off all the bad things because you can name one thing you think is good. And
if Marvel Universe has taught me anything, it's that one good thing does not wipe out all the bad.
Exactly.
So I've just finished Luke Cage and Jessica
Jones. I'm going to say, I know you've been watching Luke Cage, and didn't you watch Jessica Jones as well?
I'm now ridiculously late to the party for Walking Dead. I've just started season one.
Oh, you're not that far behind us, though. Don't worry. You're only a few months, really.
Okay.
We binged it all, but, you know, like a few months ago. So we've not had long to wait until last weekend, really.
So I shall get through it quite quickly. But I digress.
We do.
We always do. And we haven't been here to drag us back out the rabbit hole. So we're going to have to do this for each other today.
Okay, I'm shit at that too. But so to sum up, David Cameron bad, Pink News also bad, but sad.
Yeah.
Really?
I feel
like we've lost something by that, you know?
You used the word betrayal earlier. It actually does feel like a betrayal.
Yeah.
It feels like something that was supposed to be a safe space for me just went, fuck you.
I'd liken it to how the BBC News have been making me feel over the last few months. You know, you're supposed to be one thing, and it turns out, you know, you're actually another thing. So when you go to the front page of the BBC News, and I kind of expect it to be, just every news story is about something Jeremy Corbyn has done wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Jeremy Corbyn says Iraqi forces enter Mosul city limits. That's his fault. Police criticised for M1 wrong way crash. We want to know what Jeremy Corbyn has to say about it. All these other things. Boy arrested over Legoland sex assaults caused by Jeremy Corbyn. And on and on. FIFA rejects Poppy armband request because of Jeremy Corbyn. It just, you know, that's what I expect from...
Life as we know it.
Yeah.
I'm expecting when I get to season 7 of The Walking Dead that it's going to be an episode where, oh my god, there's even more walkers, oh no, geeks everywhere, who should we blame? Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, that's what started the entire thing. It's all Jeremy Corbyn. They do a good job of letting you forget that you don't really know what it is, don't they? Like, are we going to find that out? Because we never have, and I don't know that we're going to, and I don't know that I care if we ever do.
Are we still on Walking Dead, or are we back on Jeremy Corbyn?
Walking Dead, sorry. I know what caused Jeremy Corbyn.
I've only watched three episodes. I've only got through three episodes of the first season.
Right.
So basically, I'm just in that bit where I'm deciding who I like and who I don't like. Shane can fuck off.
Well, my advice for a couple of things is, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Oh yeah, massive Thronehead.
Have you learned about getting attached to characters in Game of Thrones?
Oh God, this is going to be George R. R. Martin all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, the thing is, right, my favourite character is Cersei, and she's sitting on the fucking throne, so I'm kind of all good at the minute.
Fair enough.
But yeah, weird.
As with Walking Dead, don't be too attached to anybody. Okay. That's the thing. But yeah, if you're hoping at some point you'll find out what's causing the zombies and all that sort of thing, nah.
Okay.
No. They will tease you with that towards the end of season one, but right. Nah, but that's nah, I don't feel I'm spoiling anything there, because all I'm saying is I know no more than you watching season seven than you do three episodes into season one. So
fair enough.
It's not.
So we can just say it's Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, and it was probably Jeremy Corbyn and Labour rebels and other things like that.
Absolutely.
So what else have we got in the news? We mentioned some other things, didn't we?
We did. We talked about earlier in our little preamble, we talked about this CBBC programme about transgender kids and the really calm response that's had.
Oh no, it won't have had a nice response at all, I'm guessing. And I know as much about it as to Google CBBC transgender and see what comes up. I've got a Huffington Post article.
Yeah, basically there's a program about transgender kids, and when I'm saying kids, we're not just talking teenagers, we're talking about smaller kids, like from five upwards, who are questioning their gender.
Okay.
Now, this to me and this to you with your okay is not a controversial thing, right? Children question their gender.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The absolute vitriol that has been leveled at the makers of the program, the comment sections on anything talking about it are just places that are worse cesspool than Twitter. It's been horrendous. How dare we teach our children that conformation it may even be a thing? How dare we expose children to things like you know, tolerance and acceptance and education and shit? It makes me absolutely furious. A friend of mine said, Peter Bone, MP, got involved saying it was all right, and he just like, after, I mean, every time I hear his name I go, Bone, for a start, but I'm essentially nine. But my friend put it really well when he said, Peter Bone MP said, which I thought was really accurate. But it's just, it sickens me, because all these trans kids who may be watching this program and thinking, oh my God, and we've talked before quite excessively about representation. This is me on there. Maybe my life isn't so bad. Closet and afraid to come out. And that's bad enough. But when you think that transgender teens have the highest rate of suicide among any group.
Yeah.
Then this just makes it even worse. It's just disgusting. It still makes me feel sick thinking about it.
I totally understand. I really do. And the all I can sort of say about it really is sort of, I have kind of words of comfort and condolence in a way that the fact that this show exists is amazing.
Yeah.
And as much as you are sickened by comments that people write there, and of course you must be.
Yeah.
Try to keep in mind that is not, those comments are not being written by kids. Or
no.
I would imagine not even young people. those comments are being written by older generations of fucking idiots.
And they'll be dead soon.
Exactly. Or you know, they're on their way. They're part of the old way of things. And the fact that this show exists, the fact that kids are getting to see this, means that those kids that grow up watching this kind of stuff aren't going to be like that. We're just watching this transitional period of one generation move over to the next, and the gobshites are shutting up about this. I think, on top of that, children questioning their gender is a difficult thing for a lot of people to get their heads around.
Yeah, and yet we gender children from the womb.
Absolutely.
We go to ultrasounds and, oh, is it a boy or a girl? Well, it's a fucking baby. It's like, that's what it is. We gender them from the womb, and then we buy pink and blue shit, and then we have girls' toys and boys' toys, and we foist all this stuff on children from before they're even born, and then we go, what do you mean you're questioning?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. So I'm getting on a rant now, Richard.
No, I totally understand.
It's just, can we not just accept these children are who they are? And they may change their minds. They may not. Gender, much like sexuality, can be fluid. It can be a movable feast.
Absolutely.
I used to be a mod for about 6 weeks until I decided I was better being a rocker than better being a goth, and then better. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
everything's movable.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people just have no frame of reference for this whatsoever.
Yeah. And this is why these programs are good, because it starts to give a frame.
Absolutely. And I can kind of empathize with people for whom this is only just recently become a thing at all. You know, when I was at school, no one was questioning gender openly. This really is something I've learned about as an adult. And so if you've had no contact with it, no experience with it, it feels like it's suddenly a thing. And people just...
And yet, if people are honest, right, if they're absolutely honest, they know it's always been a thing. It's like when we said, my aged uncle before he died, how did you not know about Larry Grayson? And he said, well, we did know, we just didn't talk about it.
Yeah. They were confirmed bachelors, weren't they?
Absolutely.
That sort of thing. And
your granddad liked to wear a frock for a laugh.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
And so it has always been a thing. It really has. And yeah, it's just, it's one of the last things not talked about as much.
Yeah, absolutely. I think.
So, but that's, you know, we're witnessing the period of time where that begins to go away. Yeah. I think we also are living in an unfortunate, hopefully brief period where utter dickheads feel they should have an opinion about stuff. And that applies to anything, really.
Yeah.
You know,
is this, hold on a minute.
What?
Is the world tipped on its axis? Because I'm the one ranting and you're being a voice of reason.
I sometimes am a voice of reason. It does happen.
I just thought I'd point this out.
Yeah.
It just seems, yeah.
It's odd, isn't it? I feel a bit weird, if I'm honest.
No. I'm not surprised. It'd be okay. Be okay. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Go on.
Well, he's an LGBT ally as well, isn't he?
Apparently so.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm just trying to find more information, and I've fucked up spelling LGBT. let's see. Donald Trump unfurled an LGBT flag at one of his rallies in Colorado the other day, and it's like he might get some of the dumber LGBT people, maybe, but like the can't really dress themselves or feed themselves kind of dumb. That, you know, maybe they have a carer and just happen to also be LGBT. Don't fall for this, guys and girls, please.
Hang on a minute.
Just.
Right. Hang on a minute. You know, I have to pick you up on shit. You know, it's my raison d'etre.
Go on.
Everybody I know.
Yeah.
Can't feed or dress themselves and needs a carer, of which there are many, would be more likely Trump than vote for him. And that's even in America.
Okay.
Okay. So what we're going to say is LGBT people who are just fucking stupid and self-defeating.
Okay.
Can we go with that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Without maligning people who may need carers.
This falls into a category of thing. Do you know what? You are so the best person to help me do this. Right. I need some replacement words. Right.
Okay.
Because there are certain things that I kind of want to still say, but the word that is attached to the thing is inappropriate. But that right. Let me give you an example. Right.
Okay.
Is wuss / wimp / that kind of thing. Right.
Yep.
Now, what I'm trying to communicate is somebody behaving in an unnecessarily cautious or unnecessarily afraid way in to stop them from doing something. Right. So,
yeah.
Right. But
yeah.
It's a fairly homophobic and horrible word.
And, it's also quite an anti-male word.
And yeah. And so it's like, I still want to convey the what I mean by it, but I don't want to do it in this horrid way.
How about overly cautious person?
See, that's overly complicated. This is why I need a word.
this is the thing. We have like all this shorthand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
This is what I'm saying. I need more shorthand because stop being such a wuss is so easy. That's what I need to replace, but because I can't say that, so I need a new word.
Okay, leave this one with me because I don't actually have one for this. So leave it with me. I will do some research. I'll put it out there.
Okay.
And I'll go, right. What do you suggest? And my lot will love the discussion.
So do you see? I think I'm okay with the concept in general. You know, you see what I'm getting at. That
yeah.
It's I don't mean it as a slur, so let's remove the slur and get to what I mean.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, and that's why I quite happily pull you up on this shit, because I know that you're not the sort of dickhead who's going to go, no, I've
yeah.
waited to this word and I'm going to continue to use it.
I'm not attached to words. I have very few as it is, so I'm always happy to have new ones.
Yay! Vocabulary is cool, kids.
Yes, I would love somebody to go back over 10 years of podcasts and figure out what my vocabulary actually is. I bet it's in the low hundreds.
I doubt it.
Especially if you remove like technical words like Macintosh, computer and iPod and nouns like that. You know, it's very low.
So, self-hating, self-defeating LGBT people who would vote Trump.
It reminded me of the UKIP LGBT department.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were a thing a while ago. Because I remember we covered a story where basically it was as if one morning the guy who was in charge of the LGBT UKIP department woke up and went, hang on, they all fucking hate me. And then never went into work again. And that was the news story. It was, hang on. They actually are all massively homophobic. I am being a twat by doing this job. Okay. And he stopped. And that was our news story. And I abused him for a bit. Because like, dude.
What gave it away?
You know, seriously. And I think your stupidity has hurt other LGBT people. Just by you doing your job, maybe there's like, if you've even convinced one other LGBT person that UKIP is in some way of in support of them, then you've done a bad thing that causes harm beyond your own stupidity.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, angry at him, even though he did realise, yeah, everyone I see every day thinks I'm scum. Oh yeah.
You just want to knock him on the head, like, hello, McFly. Yes.
Like, I know they think that, and I don't work there. So why don't you see it, you idiot? Anyway, so yeah, I imagine there might be a, because I know there'll be gay Republicans. There'll be plenty of gay Republicans. Also not realising, hey, hang on, they all hate me. I've just realised, you all, yes, okay.
Swing covered this. Was Swing on the Newsroom? Newsroom, I think it was, that covered it. Another Sorkin lovely. Like, basically, the main character was like, oh, why are you a Republican and you're gay? And the guy sits there and says, being gay is not the only thing about me. And it was supposed to be this big pivotal moment where we go, oh, yeah, people aren't one-dimensional. And we were just sat there going, you twat, you're a Republican.
Yeah, you can be gay and a fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Who knew? God. Wow. Gay people can be stupid too. Wow.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. I bet there's gay black Republicans. Hang on. I bet there's...
This guy on the Newsroom was a gay black Republican.
Gay black Republicans. Oh, hang on. What? Right. Okay. Gay black... Oh, fucking keyboards. sorry. Gay black Republicans. This is a thing. Hang on. Oh no.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, they're a punk band. Hang on. National Assembly of Black Republicans Facebook group. That's the thing.
Right.
And statistically, some of them will be gay as well. Black, gay and Republican from NBC4 Washington. There are two of the four Republican candidates in DC council races this year are black gay men. It may seem surprising, exit polls just showed 27% of gay voters chose the GOP ticket in 2008, while just 4% of black voters did so. So, that's what we want. Some gay black Republicans. That's a thing.
Wow.
Knew it would be. Of course it is.
Of course.
Now, there's a picture of one of the guys, and you know, skin colour is a scale. Of very, very light on one end and very, very dark on the other. And for a person that is an accepted by the Republicans as a black person, he's very much on the light side of things there.
Nobody was surprised.
I would...
You know, even the first Miss America, the first black Miss America, was a light-skinned woman with green eyes.
Yeah, I would...
Acceptable face of black.
I would not be surprised if he has had several friends in his life who have been surprised to discover that he is black.
Yeah.
That's how black he is. Right? He's only slightly blacker than me. Actually... After 2 weeks in sort of Mallorca, I've been darker skinned than him, really. Wow. So that's what... I bet he's not really very gay. He won't be very, like, outwardly gay. It'll be the Republican acceptable level of gay. Quiet. At home, behind closed doors, etc. Oh, well. Oh, gayrepublicans.org. It's a thing.
Oh
wait, no, this looks like a psychopath made the website. No, they've just got themselves a good domain name. That's not a thing. All right. Oh well, there you go. Okay. That's the thing.
Oh well. That's a thing. So
LGBT people of America, hear me now. If you vote for Donald Trump, I'm done with you. Not as a group, on an individual level, but don't let me find out that you voted Republican. I can't make that any clearer, can I?
No, me neither. I mean, I'm lucky just about, and nobody I know in America is going to be voting Republican, and everybody I know in America has been saying, please don't vote Trump. But please don't. If you're thinking about it, don't. Just don't. There's other things you can do if you want to be stupid. Stick a fork in an electric socket.
Yeah, go and there you
drop go. A toaster in the bath with you. Or, like, seriously, shave your head red. Shave your head, paint it red with a target on it and go to a firing range. If you want to be stupid, there's other ways you can be stupid that aren't going to infect the entire fucking world.
This,
just saying.
Like Brexit, it's not of it. It looks like a presidential election, and people are calling it that. And I totally understand why you would all think it's a presidential election, but it's not really. It's really a quiz to see who's fucking dumb and who isn't. That's what's happening. America is counting the number of stupid people that they have.
That's what it is. They're just counting that. If only they would round them up and put them on Michael Bay Island.
I know. With all the Brexiters. That's what that was. That was Britain has roughly 17 million gullible dumbasses. We know this for fact now. It's like doing a census. Well, it's better than that because you can't put that question on a census. Are you a fucking idiot? Yeah. You probably could, actually. Yes, no, are you having a joke? Are you having a laugh? And most of us would just think, are you having a laugh? Some people would go, yes, yes, I am. Yes. And they'd laugh and they'd tell their mates about it down the pub. I said I was a fucking idiot. Yeah, it was well funny. Brilliant.
Yeah.
You know they'd do that. Mate. Yeah.
Yeah, top band.
Oh dear. Don't vote for Trump, you fucking idiots. Well, that's what fucking idiots do. So yeah, I'm aware of what I'm saying. Sorry. What else do we have? I'm kind of sick of Donald Trump. Oh God, you search for anything on Google and you get his last tweets.
Oh, what are you doing for the election? Are you staying up?
Yeah. It's like the best telly ever.
I know, right? I stayed up last time, but this time it's going to be even better. But I've got work in the morning, but I don't need sleep, do I? And
no. I don't know.
I don't know.
God, 9 hours ago he was banging on again. Crooked Hillary should not be allowed to run for president. She deleted 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena from US Congress. Rigged.
He has an open child sex case about him.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Delete some emails. Possibly fiddling kids. I'm just going to go with Hillary being the lesser of two evils. Not that I love Hillary. Don't get me wrong. But in this, I'm kind of going for her as the lesser of the two evils.
Well, I'm not even falling for that.
Wait.
I'm not even going for that. What the fuck is wrong with Hillary? Really? She's not a bad person. She's not going to hurt people. She's not going to destroy and drive America into the fucking ground for her own personal gain. She's, you know, she might not be everybody's absolute ideal candidate, but really, what is wrong? What is anybody's real problem with Hillary Clinton? And he keeps saying she's crooked. How? What? In what way is she allegedly corrupt? I don't, it's, you know, he's just saying the word. She's corrupt. How? Well, doing what? In what way is she corrupt? No one's made this clear at all. So I don't even accept the whole, well, she's the lesser of two evils. She's not an evil. She'll be fine as president. At worst, they're going to get 4 more years like the last 4 years. And the last 4 years have been pretty fucking awesome when you really look at numbers instead of listening to Trump. You know, it's crazy that it's this false equivalency shit that we saw with Brexit happening in America. It's just not the same. We were not, they are not voting for the lesser of two evils. Hillary will be fine. She might not be the best president ever, but she's going to be at least somewhere in the middle. I have that level of faith in her, you know? So, you know, of course I'm saying this after 8 years of Cameron, so.
Well.
It's not 8 years, is it? 6 years, wasn't it? So, any, you know, anyone's looking good, you know, but I wish we could borrow Obama, really. That would be amazing. Can you imagine? You can just imagine if Obama came over, joined the Labour Party and went, is there anything you want me to do? I can be leader if you want. Like, yeah, do that. That'd be amazing. That would be amazing. I don't even know if we can legally have an American be the Prime Minister.
I don't think we can. I don't know.
I don't know what the rules are.
Americans can't have a non-American be president.
Yeah, but that's come up regularly for them. It's never been an issue for us.
No.
I don't know what the situation is. I think... So, but I'd be happy with that. Hell, if we can have non-English people being the manager of the England football team, then all bets are off.
Well, you'd think that it would follow, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If we can have Sven-Göran Eriksson as the manager of the England football team, then we can have Obama as our Prime Minister.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorted.
You know, apparently Tim Cook was going to be asked to be Vice President at one point. That he was on the list of potentials. I was quite excited by that, but also as if he'd do that. I'll just start running the most successful company ever in the history of companies and just come and get loads of fucking abuse for 4 years. I'll do that. Yeah. That sounds like a laugh, Hillary. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds great.
I know I only get paid billions of dollars a year to do this and have fun with my mates and make little phones and shit. But yeah, I'll do that instead, as if he would ever do that.
I know, right?
And the thing, Bill Gates was apparently also on the list. It's like, do you know what he's doing? Like, he's committed himself to eradicating malaria. Do you think someone who's made that decision would be like, oh, I haven't done this yet? Oh, yeah, okay, fuck you, African kids. I'm going to go and be the vice president for 4 years. He's not going to do
that. Hilarious.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. He's helping African kids. He's being cool. He's leave him doing that. Stop. You know. the list leaked, and they're the two that stuck in my mind. Tim Cook and Bill Gates. Like, yeah, I think they've got better things to do.
I think they might have.
Yeah. In fact, they're both benefiting America far more doing what they're doing than they ever could as being the vice president, because it's just a sort of ornamental position in America. You're just the understudy. The deputy prime minister over here actually does shit, whereas the vice president just goes and visits people and does all the trips the president's too busy to actually do. So you get lots of YouTube videos of vice presidents embarrassing themselves in foreign countries.
Yes.
Because they're the one, go and do this native dance, Joe Biden. But I'll look a twat. Well, you're the vice president. We're not gonna let the actual president go and look a twat doing the dance, are we? Don't be an idiot. This is your job, Joe. Go for it.
And
we have Boris Johnson. Shit like that. Oh, go and play rugby with the 10-year-olds. Try not to kill more than three of them, Boris.
Have to say about Joe Biden, though, right? As a young man, fit.
Have you ever seen Parks and Recreation? Are you like you're another Leslie Knope here? This is
what?
Well, there's another thing to add to your must-watch-all-of list. Parks and Recreation.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah, go on.
It's a comedy. There's just a character called Leslie Knope, played by a name's totally gone, Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live. And she's a very serious civil servant. And her, you sort of made clear that her huge sexual fantasy is Joe Biden, even though she's a woman in her 30s sort of thing.
Oh, young Joe Biden. No, seriously, hottie.
You'll like it. Seriously. You'll like Parks and Recreation. It's where Chris Pratt came from.
Okay. I shall add it to the ever-increasing list.
Yes, it's on Amazon Prime Video, that one.
Okay. I will seek it out when I've finished Walking Dead, and I'm sure there's something else that's on the list as well.
Do you know what? It'll be a nice sort of respite after The Walking Dead. Because once you've shotgunned all of that, you're just going to be soul destroyed. It's going to take its toll on you physically, emotionally, in every way. It's just going to hurt you.
The series opener, people all on my Facebook, people were not spoiling it, but there was just people going, oh, shit. Oh, what? No. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, yeah. That's gone past entertainment for me. all the way up my Facebook, which is why I thought, actually, maybe I should get in on this.
Yeah. It was, they pushed
if
it.
If it's that visceral, maybe I should be getting in on this, because I do like a little bit of ultraviolence.
They pushed it so far last week. I didn't breathe for about 45 minutes. It hurt to watch.
I
watch horror movies for fun now. I've seen some grim shit. The worst thing I'd ever seen was Michael Haneke's Funny Games. Which was a film, I had to stop watching it when we did that for Movies You Should See. But
right.
Walking Dead gets you. It really, okay. You will see things that haunt your dreams and stay with you for years to come.
Fantastic.
So there you go. That's that's The Walking Dead. And so after that, a light-hearted 20-minute comedy about a Parks and Recreation department in local government is quite a nice relief. You need that then, I think.
Okay, so, all right. I will add it to my ever-increasing list.
Good.
I will definitely do that.
Now, did we mention anything else before we started? Because my memory's shit, so I wouldn't remember if we had.
I think actually that was all we definitely said we would cover.
Right.
And it's kind of like, this is kind of like a, you know, plus stuff D needs to see.
Yeah, that works.
It works. It does.
We have a lot of crossover with sort of TV movie news. That's fine.
Yeah. And
for anyone who wants more, can listen to Simply Syndicated Movie News. Recorded live every Saturday at 9. And that was a podcast.
Smooth.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That was smooth.
What else?
So what else is going on?
I'm just sort of scrolling through Pink News, evil though it is, because where else do you scroll through? And nothing is particularly grabbing my eye. People have just been homophobic and getting into trouble for being homophobic. EU chief under fire over mandatory gay marriage joke. Fine, okay. You know, Orlando releases pulse shooters 911 calls after court order. Don't want to hear that. You know, Met police to pay compensation after failing to investigate homophobia.
Oh.
That's the Met for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I find out a lot of Americans think Scotland Yard is like an organization like the FBI.
Yeah.
Because that's how it's said on the news. Like officers from Scotland Yard. So they think Scotland Yard's like a thing, not just a police station. And yeah, I found that out not long ago. And on a more positive note, Patrick Stewart is flattered that people think he's gay.
I know, right? Yeah, that man does not get to be any more of a darling, because if he's any more of a darling, I will just completely and utterly explode with my love for him. He's just an absolute sweetheart. He does all this domestic violence stuff, like anti-domestic violence, not pro that.
Yes.
Just clarifying that. He does all this domestic violence. He goes around smacking his bitches up.
Training courses. Well, you know, if you get it by the hair and then you lift, keep the elbow up. Keep the elbow up. And yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Yes, that is horrible.
Don't do that.
Mind you, to digress slightly, I have started kickboxing.
Right.
I kick and punch very hard.
Duly noted.
Yeah, I'm very much enjoying it. I'm spending a lot of time in the gym kicking the shit out of stuff. It is most wonderful.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, God, it is. It so is. have a bad day at work, have Cameron be given an ally award by Pink News, just go and kick the shit out of stuff. It's so much fun. But no, Patrick Stewart, he's a darling. He does all this anti-domestic violence thing. And the thing that got me is he recognises his own privilege.
Absolutely.
And he uses it. He's actually said, it's not a direct quote, I'm like paraphrasing him, but he said basically, they only listen to old white men and I'm one of them, so I thought I'd better speak.
Well, yeah, he is amazing. I love him so much. I couldn't speak to him. I could only mumble and sort of cry, maybe wet myself.
Would you maybe pee yourself a little bit? Would you be aroused?
I think I might pass out. I mean, it's the same as meeting William Shatner. I couldn't meet Patrick Stewart. I couldn't talk to him. I would be physically incapable of carrying out a normal person-to-person conversation because he's fucking Patrick Stewart.
Yes, he is.
And he's Captain Picard. And that's all there is to it. To me, I understand that really his name is Sir Patrick Stewart. He's a normal human being who was from Huddersfield, etc., and all that. But he's really Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. That's the reality of life as I know it, or choose to know it, shall we say?
Yes.
I would rather that was the case.
You'd rather
so
that was the case.
I'm going with it.
So, yeah, make it so. Did you see what I did there?
I did. Other people can think, like, lots of people are allowed to think there's God and shit like that. I can think that Patrick Stewart is really captain of the Enterprise. There you go.
Absolutely.
I can live my life on that basis. That's fine.
Dude, I ain't even judging you for it.
Yeah.
This is a thing. I am not even judging you for it because, yeah, it's just, it's a thing.
I actually had a dream. I had a dream that I met William Shatner and couldn't speak to him. Like last week, it was terrible.
See, I have a friend who cannot be introduced to Mark Sawatka, the General Secretary of the Public and Commercial Services Union, even though he is a lovely, lovely bloke. I've chatted to him many times. I've had a hug off him. We have exchanged ice cream. He's a lovely guy. My friend Lexi, hey Lex, if you're listening, and you better be, near him, and I go, oh, just come over. I'll introduce you, and she just goes ridiculous. Now for years I took the piss out of her for this, but I have always had a crush on Phil Jupitus, right?
Okay.
When I say always, I'm talking about like from 1994 when he was first starting to do stand-up. Like, I've always had a thing for Phil Jupitus, right?
Okay.
And I've always thought if I met him, I'd be like, hey Phil, long time fan, love your stuff. Now, I have bumped into him twice. Once in the studio for Never Mind the Buzzcocks, and once in the street in Leeds, crossing the road. And both times, I did this. Oh my God! Both times! I totally get it.
I totally understand. I met Penn Jillette, and I can't remember entirely what I said, but I know that there were a whole lot of words that I got out in that one breath, and I know that the look that he gave me was equal parts sympathy and sort of fear. That's what I know happened. I know I met him, I've got a photo, but other than that, it was all a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
And you're still reeling from the fact of finding out that Teller is the same height as me.
No!
Yeah, you think he's little, he's not little. Teller's normal. Penn Jillette is enormous.
Okay.
That's...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what... Oh, okay.
Penn Jillette's huge.
That's blow my mind. Because
yeah.
I thought Teller was tiny.
No, he's like 5'10", 5'11". He's the same height as me.
Okay.
He's perfectly, averagely, normally sized. in every visible way. You've only ever seen him stood next to Pendulette, who's like 6'7" or something like that. He's huge.
I knew he was tall, but I didn't realise he was that tall.
He's that tall. And it's not until you sort of...
Did you pee?
I might have done. I don't know. I just... The whole night in Vegas that night was kind of a blur, to be perfectly honest with you. But
was this the night that Alison threw up in the casino?
No, that was the night after Alison threw up in the casino.
Okay.
This was the night when we realised just how fucking amazing casinos actually were. She threw up on the first night. I think we had three nights there. Yeah, the first night she threw up because we were running to the restaurant. The second night was Penn and Teller at the Rio with the dancers and the drinks and the smoking and the back massage. And
nice.
You just sit in a chair at the bar and a man comes and asks you what you want and he gives you your drink. And then you realize, there's an ashtray there. Can I smoke at the bar? I can smoke at the bar. And then you have a cigarette inside at a bar with a beer.
Wow.
And you say, I remember this. But this is actually better than I remember. And then you sort of look down and there's a video poker machine. You're like, well, gosh, you know, I am here in Vegas and I've got my beer and my cigarette and I'm here at a comfy bar. I might as well sit and gamble while I'm here. And so you start doing that. And then while you're doing that and enjoying yourself, the man at the bar has realized that your drink is empty and he just comes and gives you one. You're like, what? But I didn't ask. No, it's just there for you. Are you playing poker? Wow. Yeah, I'm playing poker. Well, then there's a drink for you. You like Southern Comfort, don't you? Yes, I do, sir. I do like Southern Comfort. Thank you. And then the lights sort of drop and you look up and like, what's this? And the music starts playing and there, directly in your line of sight, a sort of hot 19-year-old American girl gets on a stage and starts dancing in a rather provocative way. And you sat there playing video poker with your cigarette and your free Southern Comfort, watching this hot girl dance and thinking, this actually is the happiest place on earth. Oh my God. Wow. And then as you just turn around to look at Alison, who was on my left, and I noticed another young woman caught my eye who was wearing very, very little stuff. And this is just in a normal casino, by the way. We weren't in a strip club. They weren't naked, but they were just...
Okay.
Not wearing a lot. And she not only caught my eye back, but she smiled and walked over to me and said, would you like a complimentary back massage?
No way!
Oh my God, this is amazing. It was fantastic. Yeah. And so it's all good. Yeah, I recommend Vegas, by the way. And what got us there is that Pendulette's a very tall man. That was a good holiday. That was a good holiday. Go to Vegas, D. Go to Vegas if you've never been.
I have never been.
Go. Seriously, it's the happiest. But it's the happiest place on earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pulling you back out the rabbit hole.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I just got that. That was such a good night in my life. I just, it was just dreams came true. And anyone who's listened to lots of our shows will have heard me tell that story before. It was 3 years ago. So I've told that story times. But, oh, my God, you know, it was just so good. Anyway. Should we leave it at that? Because there's nothing else.
I'm not sure we're going to top that.
Yeah, I know, we're not, really. That was pretty awesome. So go to the Rio, see Penn and Teller, get a back rub, watch the dancers, have a drink at the bar, smoke a cigarette. No, don't do that. Vape at the bar.
No, I don't smoke anymore.
Yes.
Vape. I don't vape either.
Okay. I vape a lot, but that's a different thing.
It's not good for my breathing and stuff.
No, don't start vaping, anyone, unless you're already smoking. It's your reward for giving up smoking. But if you never started, well, that's the price you paid for not being one of the cool kids back in the day. Sorry, we all get to vape now. You know.
Absolutely.
But,
right, night night, everybody.
Yes, so thank you for listening, everybody.
Thanks
we
for
will
listening.
Be back hopefully next week with another show, and hopefully Ian will have retrieved control of his bodily systems and all that sort of thing, and the nasty bug which is in him will have died a horrible death. That became quite a graphic description of, I hope he's over his food poisoning, but there you go. And also don't forget to go over to simplysyndicated.com/everything and sign up to support this website and the podcasts and other guff that comes off it. Thank you. We appreciate that because we care about you. Unlike Donald Trump. Really.
Wanker.
Yeah. Bye bye, everybody.